Ramble.
I thought love was only true and fairy tale.
Do not encourage this.
Meant for someone else.
What the
fuck? For me.
Welcome to Guilty Pleasures.
All of it has to give me.
You all right, buddy?
I was trying to do my best Smash Mouth.
Oh, what's up with those guys?
I thought you were just being an ogre.
Hilarious that his singing impression just sounds like an ogre. Stop it.
Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Ogres are like onions.
Layered.
That's something I need you to know. And Shrek is a fucking excellent film. That's another thing I need you to know.
Are a Shrek head.
Obviously, I'm a Shrek. Everybody's. Who is not a Shrek head?
I just don't know anyone who loves it the way that you love it.
I don't know that that's true.
Are you sure?
I don't think that I love it more than your average lad.
When did you become obsessed with Shrek?
Okay, we're talking about Shrek, and this is important here.
Whoa.
Because Shrek has been co-opted by the culture, and it's become this whole meme now, and I think it's beautiful. There's so much to talk about today. I want to talk about the memes. I want to talk about the history. We're going to spend a long time in fun facts because the history of this film is nutso.
Really?
Oh, really?
Rainey, get working.
I don't know what the history is, but we'll find out.
But I also want to talk about the film, because I think that this movie genuinely, zero hyperbole, I think it changed animation and movies forever.
Oh,
I can't wait. This is a turning point film.
I'm going to need you to back this up a lot.
Also, Zach Noe Towers is here because we've already shot one episode, so we're very comfortable with him in the room. But if you're confused, who's that in your ears? It's my best friend, Zach Noe Towers.
Oh, hello.
Also known as Zach Number One.
Oh,
yeah, we've been over this
every time you're here.
But technically, you can be my Zach Number One.
That's huge.
Yeah,
I don't like how close you two have gotten.
Yeah,
this day, I'm just stating that. Probably gonna go talk about it in therapy.
Well, the patriarchy is alive and well,
isn't it? So Shrek.
Yeah, wait. Can you give me at least like a preview of your argument?
That it changed movies forever?
That's such a fucking bold statement.
And I mean it. This is an Oscar-winning film.
What?
Yes! You guys are fucking... Are we all taking crazy pills?
Do not yell at me that I did not know that fucking Shrek was an Oscar-winning film.
Get?
Best animated feature.
Oh.
What year?
I don't think so.
Zach made this up. What year?
What do you think beat it? 2001.
Why don't they say every new Shrek with like Academy Award winning? I don't think so.
It beat Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Easy.
Yeah.
Beat Monsters, Inc. Suck it, Mike Wazowski.
That is
suck it.
Crazy.
You guys are crazy.
It won an award?
Okay.
It won the award.
Here's where you're wrong about it changing everything. Toy Story was the animated movie that changed
that
everything.
Also changed it. They changed different things.
Toy Story was a kid's movie.
By the way, I think Toy Story...
It was Shrek. I feel like we're all taking crazy pills right now.
Shrek is an adult film. That movie was not made for kids.
No, it's not.
What year was it?
2001.
It was adults.
Okay, let me be clear. Toy Story also changed the world forever. And I would argue that Toy Story changed the world for the better... More so than Shrek did.
Okay, thank
you. But Shrek has had a huge impact on the industry. And again, I would actually argue maybe for worse because you have worse imitators. I don't want to start here, but if you're dying
Who's
to hear...
Who's a Shrek imitator? Go, name names.
Well, if we're going to start here, this movie brought postmodern comedy into the forefront in the animation world.
Okay.
This movie... It now feels so trite, and of course these are the jokes, but this was fucking groundbreaking, edgy, and irreverent at the time. So Shrek, if you don't know, he's an ogre.
Mm. Oh.
He lives in the swamp.
No way.
He's crotchety.
What you doing in my waters?
Lord Farquaad, voiced by Mike Myers, doing his best Scottish accent.
Uh-huh.
Lord Farquaad, the evil Lord Farquaad.
John Lithgow.
Oh, so
from
good.
Dexter.
So
which good. I just started watching.
Congratulations.
That was going to be my plan.
I'm so
okay,
happy
anyway,
for
sorry,
you.
Thank you.
Decides that he's sick of the fairy tale creatures and he wants them all rounded up. And so they all go to hide. They're refugees in Shrek's swamp. And he says, I'll get them out of your swamp, Shrek. If you go on a journey, get me a princess so that I can become a king. Fiona, who's up in a castle. We all know the story.
Cameron Diaz.
But this movie plays with your knowledge of fairy tales. Yes. Which again, looking back now, almost 25 years later, we all go, oh, that's so, like, yeah.
Was Into the Woods not out yet? Was Shrek the first to do it like that?
I think Into the Woods was a thing.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't a comedy in that same way, right?
Well, yeah, I think it was making like, fun. It was parodying.
Shrek was like very much like, to me, like Disney characters. Because it was like Pinocchio. Mm. It was like...
There's riffs on Bears. Snow White,
there's like
Cinderella.
Any fairy tale.
Every and all fairy tale gets parodied and sent up. Even when they go to Lord Farquaad's like headquarters to Duloc, which... One of my favorite scenes in the movie when they da, 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 welcome to Duloc, it's a perfect place. Da, 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 da. And then they have the
shoes, wipe your face.
And they make you think they're so going to say funny. Ass, right? So good.
And then at the end, Donkey goes, wow, let's play it again.
But that is like they're making fun of Disney World and
it's
going to Disney
World. Yeah.
So you have to think historically when this movie came out. Pixar had started, I don't know the year of Toy Story, but
it was like
94, right?
Yeah, or 97.
No, wait, 98.
I'm going 96.
Well, let's look up on
right
our
in the
magic.
Middle. How about right in the middle?
What if Kelsey
okay,
was
let's
right?
agree that it came out in 96.
95.
Wow.
Everyone
was
wrong.
I was close going over.
But we're both kind of right.
Price is Right's rule.
We should have agreed again. Like if we were bartering.
So with the exception of the Pixar like renaissance that was starting to emerge, animation was still really run by Disney for decades. Mm. And so this movie comes along and is a giant middle finger to Disney. This is like the irreverent, edgy, rough around the edges. And again, we
punk.
Now are... this is punk Disney.
Wow, yeah.
It was also like... When you guys think DreamWorks animation, do you get excited or not?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? I don't.
No, you don't.
Well, I think I do because I know it's Shrek.
Okay, Shrek, How to Train Your Dragon, and my mind goes blank.
Yeah. They come and go every few years with an absolute banger, but you are right. I associate them more with Minions and the B tier of animation.
It's like Kirkland brand Disney.
Damn.
Yeah, and I mean, even the Shrek franchise has gone through its ups and downs, right? Because you have Shrek 1, which comes on the scene like a hurricane, then Shrek 2, which is somehow even better, and then Shrek 3. Then Shrek 4. Forever After. Then you get the first Puss in Boots.
Okay, but the most recent Puss in Boots.
We had a whole episode on it. The best. Fucking animated
Truly,
film I've seen.
It was different animation, wasn't it?
Yeah, and isn't there a Shrek 5 coming out?
Oh, you bet believe.
Oh, that is a cash cow.
When is it happening?
I don't know, but it's happening.
Didn't we get the tease
Eddie
at the end
Murphy,
of Puss in Boots?
Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is this Eddie Murphy's most successful franchise?
Oh, no. Almost definitely. I guarantee There's that this has be. Made him more money than anything.
I think
for
so,
sure.
Too.
The licensing alone, like with like toys and stuff.
So that's when I say that this changed movies forever, is it because the success of this then made every animated movie be postmodern and meta and irreverent in a way that I actually think is quite irritating.
Yeah.
But this movie nails it. They have a full Matrix riff where Princess Fiona like goes up and does the bullet time. Mm-hmm. They have making fun of different animated characters and like jokes about Cinderella and Snow White.
Robin Hood and
When they waterboard him with milk, the gingerbread man,
so funny.
They like dunk him or whatever. That's great.
And
that's
the,
comedy.
Not the gumdrop buttons.
The Lord Farquaad like putting a spin on our hot Prince era of like
evil.
Prince Eric, our big boasty.
A
literal short king.
The first short king, maybe.
The first short king ever that we know of.
We were talking about lines that you quote out of context of the movie, not thinking about the movie and not even in context to the conversations at hand. And I find myself more often than I care to admit saying, I'm not a monster, you are.
You know what I say every single day?
What?
That'll do, donkey. That'll do. And people always go, it's that'll do, pig.
Yeah.
And they're always, that's a commentary on the commentary. It's a hat on a hat. Leave me alone.
I don't think I quote anything from Shrek.
I compare people to Lord Farquaad all the time as like the biggest insult I can find. I'd be like, oh my God, it's giving Farquaad.
Which is also berries and cream.
Let's be clear. Berries and cream is Farquaad.
Yeah.
Right. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to. If I said different, I misspoke.
Canceled.
That commercial is truly eerie, but so is Farquaad.
Yeah, and the way he looks is so horrifying. Like, I didn't realize how, I'm going to say it, bad the animation style is, because I realize it's 2001 when this was made, so I should be like, oh my
God,
for
You don't think it
time.
Held up? Because I was actually pretty impressed.
It There's gave still me bad anxiety. Animation. It gave me, like, it like, gave me anxiety to watch. Yeah. So
the animal characters in Shrek, not at all. The like townspeople
yes.
did put me on edge.
They're like, anytime they had like the extras.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The humans it's were actually
House of Wax,
undone.
Like
yes.
what? These are not real people.
Yes.
Yeah.
The donkey. Oh my God. I appreciated him. I watched it today and I just kept looking at Hippo, my dog, and Donkey and being like, you guys are the same thing. Like the texture of Donkey's belly and like his little ear. Like it's so they just put so much into that character, and I forgot how funny his lines are. His every single line in this movie is fucking quotable.
Yeah, I mean,
and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
That is another one I say all the time.
We have waffle Sundays.
That Eddie Murphy, he's going places.
Who wrote his character?
I just believe that he went into the studio and just killed it.
I hope so.
You know, this is something that so last night, we have a whole wind down routine now. We're trying to be like real adamant about it. We put our phones away. We like started.
In different rooms? Or where do they go?
No, we just put them away and then try and.
Okay. Put them away? What does that even mean?
Like we're like listening to things instead
watching.
Of, we're just trying to be better people.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm truly interested.
Yeah, I'll
I want to know what it looks like.
It features a sponsor that I don't want to give extra airtime to.
Nice.
Say it.
We got a So anyway, we're doing our whole wind down routine and I go into the bedroom and Maggie's in the other room and she just hears, "Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play."
She's like,
"Sorry, are you blasting Shrek in our bedroom?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then she comes in and Donkey starts doing his riffs and she's like, "God damn, he still got it."
Yeah. He's still so funny.
And something that really struck me watching it last night. So in we talked about this before. There's a great Lindsay Ellis video essay about how Robin Williams changed the animation industry forever. Turned it all into celeb casting. After Aladdin, it became you needed big stars in your movie, and that's like a shame because
I hate that.
Yeah, it's
bad distracting
for the
industry.
They
have enough fame.
It's the most distracting thing. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
And a lot of them are not the best at voice acting. No. It takes away from people. Like voice acting is an art. But this film.
Whew.
You have huge stars who are phenomenal voice actors.
You would never know it.
Mike Myers doing his goofy Bullfish. Little bits. That man was born to be in the studio. Eddie Murphy, as talented a comedian pound for pound as you're going to get, is spectacular.
Its own
so
character
funny.
Of
Even
his.
Cameron Diaz, bringing the goods. Yeah. John Lithgow, incredible.
Would have had no idea. Except now I do as an adult. But when I was watching this for the first time, even like the first 10 times I watched it, I didn't connect that voice.
So it just I mean, that's something that shocked me is seeing how good the voice actors are in this movie and how much they elevate the material.
It's not stunt casting, which is a lot of other, when it's like, boom, 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 boom. And it's like, yeah, but is Rashida Jones a great like character voice? Like, sorry, Rashida, if you're listening.
Yeah, damn, just call her out real hard.
There are others.
Big fan of you, Rashida.
No, I really liked, I mean, you were pointing it out that this really does flip fairy tales on its head. It's making fun of it. But it also flips just like the genre of distressed princess supposed to, I mean, she even calls it out. She's like, "You're supposed to save me." And then we kiss and it's true love. And it's like, oh no, that's not happening at all, matey.
Matey.
A really good track.
Thank you. But I'm just now realizing, like how refreshing this felt just from a story perspective even. Like, fuck the comedy. It just felt very, like, empowering. And I know the messaging underneath it is that, like, they're supposed to be ugly, but that doesn't matter. But I still think it's sweet to be like, looks aren't everything. It's how you vibe with someone. Because she's a disgusting princess. Like, without the ogre part, when she's just normal Fiona or whatever, that might be her inauthentic self, actually.
You're talking about, like, her her personality. Yes, she mean.
She's like gross and burps and likes I see, rats on a stick and eats bugs and like licks her fingers after rolling up a spider web as cotton candy. And you're kind of like, oh, she's just nasty. And had she not been a princess, she would actually be perfect for Shrek anyway. You know, like she's just giving a different take on a woman in this, in a dress.
It also
royalty.
Makes a bird explode.
I was going to say it was violent.
I love that scene, and that I find that tune stuck in my head. I guess I am a Shrek head.
You are a Shrek head.
Yeah, it's great. It's just good comedy. I remember being in the theater watching this, an 11-year-old lad, and like feeling like, oh, I'm witnessing history.
Why do we get
I did not have that like cognizance at all, and I was probably 14.
Yeah. Why do we get the first and second one confused so deeply? Is it because they're both in castles?
I think because you're old.
Okay, rude.
I think also, because they came out 20 years ago and they're both great.
I dare you to tell me which Hangover movie is which. Oh, like sequels, they just copy paste a lot of things.
But I just remember characters like the fighting and the fairy godmother and like Farquaad, is he in the second one? Yeah.
Farquaad is not in the second one, no. So second one has Shrek does the potion to become hot Shrek. He becomes a human.
I forgot.
And then Donkey becomes a stallion.
That's right.
And then the fairy godmother does I Need a Hero. Great. One of the best musical numbers in movie history. I said it. I believe Puss in Boots. That's number two.
Shit.
Wow.
I think or
too.
Puss in Boots 3. Well, who cares? I don't know what it is about Shrek that has entered the public imagination as such.
Well, he's body positivity to start.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even though the whole movies are very not negative about his.
Isn't it though that's the story, right? It's like you're supposed to treat everybody with kindness and love no matter what they look like.
That's not why he goes viral though. Oh, okay. I think it's the word is funny.
Shrek.
It's Shrek. Also the writing is good.
Well, but there's something where like the movie and how good it is seemingly divorced
seeping, though.
From, I feel like that's separate. There's
I don't know, because I think Shrek is all of us on the inside. We all have Shrek on the inside.
Go on.
We all wake up, even you. I've seen you some mornings.
Looking like Fiona Shrek. Princess.
When she turns into an ogre. But there is a Shrek inside all of us. Like, we all are disgusting. We all have wax in our ears. We all
that part made me
spiders.
Almost throw up.
We all
when he pulled the big chunk of wax out of his
so
ear.
Are you not kidding bubbles. Me? I it's so satisfying to me. I wish I could do that.
Have you ever met someone that has overgrowth of wax in their ears?
Yeah. Do you know what happened to me?
What?
I found out that I was allergic to AirPods, but I didn't know, like the latex in it or whatever.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You just sounded like a vegan hippie when you said that.
So no, I would have, every time I flew, I would get this insane amount of earwax, like more than you can, like, I just want you to think about the most amount of earwax a person can have.
A Shrek load?
I had a Shrek load of earwax.
Wait, have you ever taken a tiny camera inside?
Yeah, but not when it was like at its worst.
I have dated someone that had ears so waxy, we got a tiny camera. And it went, and you would scoop it out, and it would come out like in the shape of an ear canal.
That's insane. I do want to scoop.
I want to scoop.
Because I feel like
we did get one of those scoopers, but it wasn't that insane. Because I would pick it all the time, and it was a whole thing. Anyway, I found out that it was the
you were
fucking
allergic
AirPods,
to technology.
And I just changed the little nipple on it, and all of a sudden I was fine.
Okay. I do like the concept of, oh, like, yes, there's a Shrek and all. Like, Shrek is your couch.
Yes.
Your couch demon person. Yeah. And you're like, ah, I'm gross. I'm not showered. I'm whatever.
What else do you love about Shrek?
I mean, I didn't really love that much about him to begin with.
Did you? When were you watching and you weren't like, ha, still got it?
I like don't like the curmudgeon character. They really bother me.
Wait, the curmudgeon, is that Shrek?
Oh, like him being a curmudgeon. Like,
but
him
he has
being
reason
like,
to be. The world is so mean to him.
Yeah, I just don't care about that. It's like Mayor of Easttown. I don't like her either.
It's
and
savage.
she's kind of the Shrek of Easttown.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
She's like mean and she's cold to everyone. I'm like, yeah, this is why people don't like you. You're perpetuating your own.
But he never had a choice. Do you hear yourself? It's the environment he grew up in.
Yeah.
He was born an ogre. The world was already against him.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Zach was saying, like, oh, this is cutting edge. And I was like, was it cutting edge? But then you have to go back. And it's like, oh, yeah, there used to not be a prince who was an ogre at all.
No.
It is the first time. And, like, matters. Yeah.
If you think about all of the, like, the classic era of Disney, which this is following, it was all so tropey. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
Incredible movies, but people had gotten tired of it. So now you get to Shrek, which blows it all up.
Mm-hmm. I will say, because so most kids' movies have jokes planted in that only adults going would get. This had, like, a lot of adult jokes.
Yeah. And Shrek cuts him off every time. It's always Donkey being a little perv.
But it also is, like, of the time where we did not care about children's minds that much.
No, and the parents still had to drive us to the theater. We didn't have, like, streaming yet. So totally. You needed something for the parents to laugh at.
This is pre-Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Kids.
I want to keep talking about the movie, but I also want to give us a lot of time for fun facts, because the making of this movie is wild and storied. The one that I'm going to jump ahead to that is my favorite story.
Fun facts with Zach's back.
Oh, wow. I got to sing it. Fun facts with Zach's back.
So we'll go back in time to where it began. But Jeffrey Katzenberg, who ran DreamWorks, kind of seems like a nightmare dude.
Quippy guy, right?
Whippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Katzenberg, a legend of Hollywood, and I'm sure a great dude. But there's a book, great book called The Men Who Would Be King, that's about the making of DreamWorks. It's him, Spielberg, and there was a story that, so they were making Prince of Egypt, mm-hmm. which was supposed to be their big prestige film. Great movie. Mm-hmm. Fucking love that movie. But you'll often hear this, that animation studios have their A movie and their B movie, and time and time again, the movie that is the B movie ends up
being
outperforming
bigger.
And being bigger.
Bigger.
I believe Lion King was a B movie. And Pocahontas was an A movie. Like, they just get it wrong a lot.
Yeah.
Welcome Shrek, to Hollywood, honey.
And when basically people were working on Prince of Egypt, which was the big prestige project, and anytime they would piss off Katzenberg, they would get Shrek'd.
Shut up.
What's that mean, though?
It was like the punishment. You have to go work on Shrek.
Because it's an animation, so it's taking forever. You have to go draw it. You have to storyboard it.
And this movie was a hell.
It was a hate project that became God's child.
That became the crown jewel of DreamWorks.
Wow.
But now let me not go from memory and go from the paper. So I know Steven Spielberg bought the rights to this. He was going to produce it starting in 1991.
What the fuck? He bought the rights to Shrek.
Yeah.
This children's book.
Insane.
Right? You said it was a children's book?
Yeah, a little children's book. It would have had hand-drawn animation, and it was going to originally star Bill Murray as Shrek.
Oh, wow.
And Steve Martin as Donkey.
Aww. I'd still watch it.
I'd watch that for sure.
Absolutely.
But Eddie Murphy's Donkey.
So good.
If you go look back at the animation style of the book, and then also they have all these different iterations of finding the character, he was ugly. And the way that they had to, like, refine the animation and find someone that was ugly but still fun, like, lovable and fun to look at and likable, really tricky balance.
Wait, was the kids' book, like, biting and...
No.
Okay. It was just, I'm an ogre.
It's about an ogre.
Got it.
They originally... for the role of Farquaad, we're looking at Mr. Alan Rickman, Severus Snape himself.
Always.
I would have also watched that.
Yeah.
Real Sophie's choice here. Rickman instead opted to play Severus Snape, making
wow.
him too busy for Shrek.
Honestly, I they're both probably equally
as successful.
Fruitful, yeah.
I know. John Lithgow's like, sucks to suck. I recorded in a booth for 2 days and made the same amount of money.
Wow.
Have fun filming for 20 years. So when they finally made this movie, it was not Mike Myers. It was Chris Farley.
Whoa.
Like they did it with Chris Farley?
They had almost completed the entire movie when
he
passed away.
No. Whoa. That's crazy. They couldn't, there was no AI technology, voice bullshit back then.
Of course.
So then they brought in Mike Myers, his fellow SNL cast member, to save the movie. They re-recorded everything, and you know, Chris Farley was not doing this Scottish voice.
Yeah.
So that was a new direction. The Shrek doing air quotes in the film is considered a homage to Farley, aww, whose SNL character Bennett Brower used air quotes.
Aww.
Is that the van Eddie down Murphy by was the also river SNL guy?
No? I don't remember. Yeah, yeah, both SNL. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, this Chris Farley thing is actually blowing my mind. Like, and there is like, there is a cut of it.
It was released. It was like leaked in like 2015 or something.
No way.
God.
Yeah, I've heard little bits of it.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Oh my gosh. Why, Kelsey?
Because I could totally see him being like a crazy Shrek.
That is wild.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave me alone things.
Well, why don't you want to talk about it?
Why do you want to talk about it?
Why are you answering the question with a question?
Why are you asking questions I don't want to answer?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Then why do you have problems expressing your wants?
I don't. I want you to shut up.
See? Listen, he's no a problem. Great...
You're just displacing your anger.
Voice actor. That's not Shrek.
Yeah.
Well, Shrek
yeah.
is Scottish.
Don't despair. You can't say that. Don't disparage the dead man's legacy.
I can say it. I said it.
No, you just focus on how sad it is and we move on.
Okay. Go on.
I will say he has like a tenor. There's a tenor in that voice that mm-hmm. I don't associate with an ogre. Mm-hmm. Like I want to hear like kind of a, yeah.
What are you doing
gargling
in me swamp?
Hum thing that Kelsey just did.
Very nice. Very funny. So Janine Garofalo was the original Princess Fiona, but after Chris Farley's death, she was fired. And to this day, she doesn't know why.
And that feels hurtful.
And they replaced her with Cameron Diaz, which also like thinking about it, like Janine Garofalo deserves that check.
Who is that?
Janine Garofalo?
I don't know.
Did you see Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion?
Yeah.
You see Mystery Men?
No.
She's the one who invented fast burning cigarettes. She's like the gothic mean girl.
Oh.
You don't remember?
No.
She's a stand-up comic. She's The Truth About Cats and Dogs with Uma Thurman.
She was in a lot in the 90s,
okay.
Early 2000s. Well, I mentioned Mystery Men because many people think that the song All Star is from this movie. You associate Shrek with Smash Mouth. They are one and the same. Smash Mouth and Shrek, they are one and they are together. But it was not.
But no.
All Star was a temp track that they used. And they could not find anything better. Audiences loved it, so they kept it. And then they brought Smash Mouth back to do I'm a Believer for the end credits. But All Star, if you go watch the music video, it is from the movie Mystery Men, starring Ben Stiller and Janine Garofalo.
Wow. And that was like ragtag superheroes or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like street justice warriors. Uh-huh. Right?
Cool. Yeah, it's like
Hank Azaria's in it, I think, too.
It's like a superhero comedy movie that's been forgotten about time, by time. But, you know, there you go.
Accidentally in Love was a great upgrade, I think, to Danny the Shrek, Crows. Shrekiverse.
Mm.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? I do believe that song is on Rainey's Spotify.
Oh, number 4 on the list.
Wow.
You love it?
I love that song.
It's such it's so beautiful. A good... And it builds.
And builds. Tells a story.
Come on. Jump a little louder.
Come on.
Mike Myers was in New York City with Jeffrey Katzenberg when he realized that the iconic line, "What are you doing in my swamp?" They never recorded it.
What?
They just somehow forgot to record it. So Katzenberg flew to New York City and had Myers read the line in the back of a limousine.
Shut up. Idiots.
What isn't that a script supervisor's? What? How did that?
Someone got fired.
That's wild.
Must have.
Also, why aren't we recording all of our stuff in limousines?
Yeah. I'd like a
if you can't tell the difference between a fucking studio and a limousine.
It was 2001. We didn't know.
Okay, this is something I wanted to talk about earlier. So we were talking about how this movie was like a fuck you to Disney. Mm-hmm. Katzenberg hated. Former Disney CEO Michael Eisner.
Oh.
They were allegedly sworn enemies.
And
Eisner was known for being short-tempered and short man.
No, it's Farquaad.
So when people saw this movie, they were like, yo.
Shut the fuck up.
They go to what is essentially Farquaad World is
Disneyland.
Disney. Farquaad was just a
I'm
big
looking
old
up at the,
middle
if they look
finger.
Alike.
Yeah, they were former partners, had a huge falling out. Good stuff. Good juicy stuff. The 90s movie industry was wildin'.
I wonder if they're friends yet.
No. I don't think men of that
enemies
age.
To lovers.
This man doesn't have hair.
Okay, first strike.
Michael Eisner.
Okay, we're going to be kind about that.
No, but I'm saying Farquaad's hair is
a thing.
Farquaad's
sure,
hair.
Yeah, sure.
But no one should have Farquaad's hair except for like Courtney Cox in season 3 of Friends.
So I'm just saying, like, it might be based on him loosely personality-wise, but it's not giving it looks like him.
This is funny, too. They had the lawyers. I mean, DreamWorks lawyers would have done a viewing of every movie, yeah. But they were very concerned that Disney would sue over the movie's not-so-subtle satirical references to their films and theme parks.
Also, Michael Eisner is 6'3".
I don't think I knew. I didn't get the reference that Farquaad Land was Disneyland. I recently rewatched it, so... But that's interesting, and it fits the fairy tale land.
Well, it doesn't really look like Disneyland.
Totally
that there's
wrong.
No like rides. You know what I mean? It's just a castle.
Yeah, I think Michael Eisner was short.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Wait,
what else have we been lying about? Right?
Okay. Well, he is still based on Michael Eisner, but he's tall. I don't know why I misknow that so much.
Because he's giving short energy.
Maybe he just made him short because he was jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so much funnier if he's short. So Mike Myers went through many voices to land on Shrek. He tried his normal speaking voice. It was test screened. Didn't really like it. He tried a Canadian accent, but when he viewed a rough cut, he felt that something was missing. A little gurgle. Your little gurgle. So he did the Scottish accent based on the voice his mother used when reading him bedtime stories as a wee lad. That's cute.
Love to hear it.
The decision to revoice Shrek cost an additional $4 million and Jesus. Took 20 sessions to complete.
That actually doesn't 20? Seem like yeah. a lot, especially when you're running through a bunch. He didn't record the whole movie with certain voices, did he?
I think he did.
That's...
Whoa.
And then he heard the cut and was like, let me redo that.
Yeah. And his test audience was like, I don't like it.
Yeah. That's how it works.
That's something that's so crazy about animation, too, is you just can redo it all.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy says this is among his best works.
Agreed.
And I think he says that because it paid for his fourth house.
Amen.
We have to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, Ooh. Or just plain guilty?
It's and a pleasure. Sorry.
Thank you. don't apologize for facts.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Kelsey, you're wrong. Shut up. Good. Moving on.
Yeah.
You don't get it. You don't get it. No.
It's a pleasure for sure.
Good.
But.
Moving on.
It's a guilty pleasure in that when I'm watching it now, I'm watching it feeling guilty.
Why?
Because I've seen it so many times and there's better versions. I think the second one is better.
Second one's better.
Yeah.
But the second one doesn't exist without the first.
Yeah.
So you can't really blame.
Well, then why do I feel so shameful?
That's between God and your therapist.
Okay. What are you giving it?
Oh, it is an absolute pleasure. I was watching it last night. I was giggling. I couldn't believe the way that it held up. I decided that I too am like an onion.
I decided that.
Or cake.
I do love onions.
We're going to move on to my pleasure. These are other things non-Shrek related.
Unfortunate.
That we're enjoying in media. So I know you all were planning a Shrek related thing. Do you remember the Shrek musical?
No.
Was it on Broadway?
Oh my gosh.
It was a nightmare. It was a big bomb. I highly recommend you look up the photos from it.
I remember the photos being like haunting.
Yeah, they are.
I don't think everything needs to be a musical.
Oh, I have one. Okay.
Yeah, but also.
Yeah, no, especially Shrek doesn't need to be a musical. Although, didn't SpongeBob like do really well?
Yeah, now he's dating Ariana Grande.
The definition of success. That is so fucking scary. I'm looking at Donkey live on Broadway and truly haunting.
It's time for my pleasures. I just binged The Gentleman with Theo James and
Is that the hot
Guy
guy
Ritchie.
From White Lotus?
Yeah, he's hot.
And
oh my God.
Was great. It was absolute. Was that the first movie he's ever been in? Because I always get him and the
TV
guy from 50 Shades of Grey's.
Wait, did confused. You binge the TV show or the movie?
The TV show.
I guess you can't binge a movie.
Where
you
does
just watch
Theo
it.
Vaughn, or what's his name? Theo Grit.
Wait, not Theo Vaughn.
Not Theo Vaughn. That's a podcast.
A Southern comedian.
Person. What's Theo James's background?
He was
White
in
Lotus
Divergent.
Too.
That's it? Divergent! Thank you.
Oh, that did release a valve in my head.
Yes.
I didn't know I had
I
clenched.
Knew I knew those lips. I binged The Gentleman. It's funny. It's quirky. I like the take of drug family, entering a new world, old Roy. If you liked Bridgerton and that show Weeds, then you're going to love The Gentlemen.
That is the craziest combination of shows to
say
suggest.
It again.
Okay.
Bridgerton and Weeds.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't understand it. My brain.
Based on the Guy Ritchie film, you could not be further from.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, Zach, is it?
Do you know when Bridgerton took place?
In your mom's era. I'm just kidding. I love your mom. That's my rec. You go.
Top that.
Yeah.
Kelsey's giving like Amanda Bynes energy. And I mean that in the most loving and supportive way.
We love her.
Girls 5 Eva.
Oh. Is on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix. So two seasons existed for the past like 5 years, I think, but it was canceled on Peacock or something. Yeah. But then Netflix picked it up, plus did a third season.
I didn't know they did a third season.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's so fun. If you like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt or like 30 Rock, it's like very that, but it's a girl group. They were together in the early 2000s, and they get back together 20 years later.
Oh, love.
And it's so funny.
It's fascinating seeing the Netflix bump. It happens again and again of shows that are canceled
and then
anything that gets syndicated to Netflix and find second life.
Yeah.
It happens quite frequently.
Magic in a bottle.
Magic in a bottle.
What's yours?
I'm just going to give a big shout out to the Try Guys team. I mean, I made it, so I guess I'm promoting myself, but we had this whole pilot month where we tested a bunch of new formats. The team busted their ass, and there are some real winner shows. Uh-huh. I'm going to guess if you're watching, listening to this, you watched those, and I thank you for it, but if there are any that you missed, go check them out. One of my favorites, Escape the Kitchen, it's like a half kitchen baking show, half escape room, where you need to do an escape room to get the next line of the recipe. We're working to like figuring out based on that to make it even better. Wow. Love that show.
You know, I've never lost.
Is the whole
room?
Place like an oven and you burn to death if you don't figure it out?
Wow. You're sick and twisted.
Dark.
No, but it is like you crack an egg and there's a key inside.
Oh my gosh.
That's exciting. We have one. And as of recording this, I don't know if it's going to be a one-parter or two, but we turned Las Vegas into a giant scavenger hunt. Anyway, I'm proud of the team. Go watch those. Go support them. They're great shit. And I also, the Shrek Crocs.
You want them?
I would love them.
Yeah, you are on the Crocs PR team, thanks to me. So I'm sure you could just slide into those DMs and ask.
Shrek Crocs, I would like them. I want my shoes to have little ears.
Mm-hmm. Wax in them.
I would take them and I would wear them around. And then Maggie would tell me I need to give them away. Because I'm tight.
I gotta go home.
I'm at Corn Diddy and all the things.
Zach Nui Towers and all the things.
And I'm Kelsey Darrow on all the things. And until next time.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.